Hey, it's Dr. Huntington here again. Did you know that constipation or difficulty emptying the bowels is one of the most common problems? Well, even if you didn't know that, in this video, I'm going to explain to you simple, natural ways to handle the problem. You know, this is a problem that can do more than just waste some of your time, right? The effects of constipation can range from, you know, being frustrating and impacting the quality of your life, you know, to potentially being a life-threatening situation. Now, the good news is that, you know, making simple changes can quickly bring relief. You know, and remember, you know, over-the-counter and prescription drugs, you know, don't generally address the root cause of a problem. And, you know, they almost always carry with them side effects, you know, and these side effects can often be worse than the problem that the drug is supposed to fix in the first place. Now, if you don't have, you know, problems in this area, you might be wondering, like, you know, like how big of a deal is this really? Well, constipation accounts for 2.5 million doctor visits each year in the US alone. And nearly 1 in 5 Americans and 1/3 of the people over the age of 60 experience chronic constipation. And that means, like, you know, not just once in a while, it's like more often than not, you know, most of the time, or at least very often. So if it's not you, it's someone in your home, you know, or somebody you work with who's dealing with this problem. And here's why constipation is more than just the, you know, the butt of a potty joke. Getting rid of the waste in your colon is vital to the health of your colon and your entire body. You know, if you don't have bowel movements with regularity and with ease, you're at risk for pain, weight gain, as well as colon and rectal cancer. Okay, so here's 5 dietary strategies to relieve constipation. First, stay hydrated. You know, and that includes drinking enough water, as well as having the proper balance of electrolytes in your body. You know, and this is important because, you know, fiber needs water to form stool and pass through your colon. You know, a good source of electrolytes is Himalayan sea salt. In fact, it's a good idea to include sea salt in your diet on a daily basis, you know, especially if you're experiencing constipation. You know, you can sprinkle some on your food, or, you know, mix a teaspoon into a glass of water and drink it that way. You know, or you can just put it under your tongue for a minute, you know, before you rinse it down with some water. Another good option is to use a dietary supplement that supplies electrolytes. You know, if you go to bodymanual.com and look up the product called Super Hydration Boost, you can see that I've listed out the 14 ingredients of that product and how each one contributes to hydration. You know, and of course, you need plenty of fiber in your diet. You know, some good sources of dietary fiber include like leafy greens, almonds, pumpkin, and coconut, chia and sunflower seeds, as well as some of the cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. Cabbage is a good source, and also berries and avocado, apples, and sweet potato. Now, prunes and figs are known for getting, you know, a constipated bowel to move, you know, but I would only recommend using those as a last resort because, you know, you really want to limit your sugar intake. You know, and prunes and figs are high in sugar. Now, many of the foods that I just mentioned also contain magnesium, you know, which draws water into the intestines and creates, you know, like a laxative effect. Now, if you increase fiber without drinking more water, your constipation will probably get worse. You know, so make sure that, you know, as you add more fiber to your diet, you know, you also drink more water, you know, and make sure that you're getting enough electrolytes. You know, a good guideline is to drink a minimum of, you know, about 12 ounces of water every couple of hours. You know, although the color of your urine and your level of thirst really are your best guides. All right, the second thing to do to ease constipation is consume probiotic foods and eliminate processed, fried, and sugary foods like chips and baked goods, soda and cereals. You know, they just have no real value in terms of your health, and they promote harmful bacteria overgrowth in your gut. You know, you should also consider adding a high-quality probiotic supplement to your daily routine. You know, it's one of the 5 or so supplements that everyone really should be taking. Now, if you need help selecting a probiotic, you can look up some other videos that I've done on how to choose your probiotic. Now, the third constipation relief strategy is adding apple cider vinegar and aloe vera juice to your diet. Now, make sure to use organic, raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar. You know, the fermented juice from the apples contains pectin, you know, which is a type of fiber that, you know, feeds the good bacteria in your gut and improves overall digestion. You can try adding 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar and the juice from half a lemon to about 12 ounces of hot water, and it makes a pretty good tea. And aloe vera juice offers a ton of health benefits, you know, including helping to get intestinal inflammation under control and of course, relieving constipation. You know, look on the label to see that it includes aloe latex. This is the layer between the aloe gel in the plant and the skin, right? And it contains compounds called anthraquinones, you know, and they have a mild laxative effect. Now, the fourth way to handle number 2 is to clear up your constipation by eating lots of fat, healthy fat. You know, foods like salmon and sardines, olive and coconut oil, and avocado. You know, you can put the olive oil in your salad, you know, and you can add coconut and avocado to your smoothies. Drizzle olive oil or avocado oil on your vegetables and cook with coconut oil. You know, and I think one of the keys really is to eat an avocado each day. It's really, really the perfect fruit for many reasons. You know, and you can also get healthy fat by taking an omega-3 fatty acid supplement and using MCT oil in your morning coffee or in your smoothie. The MCT oil is the healthy fatty acid sourced from coconut and palm trees. You know, and last but certainly not least, the fifth way to combat constipation is to increase the amount of magnesium in your diet. You know, you can do this by adding more leafy green vegetables, more nuts and seeds. You know, and you'll get lots of magnesium in your daily avocado. You know, and a supplement that handles constipation for most people is my magnesium supplement called Natural Calm, which you can get, you know, along with free shipping at bodymanual.com. On that product, as the label recommends, start with the recommended dose and then, you know, increase the dosage until your stool is loose. You know, and since most people are deficient in magnesium, it's a good idea to include a magnesium supplement in your daily routine, you know, whether you're constipated or not. All right, well, if you apply everything in this video or even just a little bit of it, I think that you'll find that everything moves along just fine. All right, I'll see you in the next one.